We're learning Mesechtes Yevamos, Taf Chav Beis and Mabeis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Alav. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Mish yesh le'ach mekol mokoyim zoykek es eishes ochav yivam. We know that if someone dies, Reuben dies without children, if he has a brother, his wife is osur l'shuk, cannot marry out until idu yibam mechalitza. What's called a brother? Our Mishnah says a brother is mekol mokoyim. What does that mean? The Gemara will talk about what that means. So Mish yesh le'ach, whatever the ach is, whatever brother is, the most not kosher brother is called the brother liyibum. And that brother is a brother for everything. If Reuben's father married a shifcha, which means a maidservant, a goyish maidservant, or a non-Jew, the halacha is that that's not his brother. That's a guy, that brother, and therefore there's no yibum on that. Another halacha, mishesh leben, if someone has a son, and Reuben has a son, mekomakim, whatever type of son it is, poita eshes aviv mina yibum. That son will pater his father's wife from yibum, because the mice, the father has a son. V'chayiv amakosoi v'alkolosoi, and that son, even though, let's say, he's a mamzer, we'll see in the Gemara, he's still chayiv on hitting his father or Mikhail's father, and he makes his father's wife part of Yivam. Again, chutz me, she has a ben shifcha min eres chavim. If the father has a son through a shifcha min eres chavim, it's not called the father's son. That's not called the father's son. It's part of Yivam. Which means like this, we're learning Yivam and Chavez. I'm not sure if I spoke this out yet, but the halacha is, there's only a chi of Yibam if he never had a child. But if Reuben had a child in a different, 30 years ago, and now he marries his wife and has no children, there's no Yibam. If he has a child once in his lifetime, there is no Yibam. It's only if he never had children, is there Yibam. So here, if he had a child once in his life, it's part of Yibam. That's the halacha. If the Kiesha, that's a pasuk says, Kiesha, he has Ben and he doesn't have children. He has no children. Ben, that should be your son. Ben or Bas, either one. Don't say Ben.
Right, so
the more dashes, it could be any type, any child, a Ben or a Bas. It doesn't say Halkim Shem Eis. You have to know who said Halkim is the same name. A boy, why could it be a girl? But like upon him, he leaves a Zecher in this world, so then it's fine. If the son is not alive anymore, it's a different story. That's a different story. But if the son is alive, even if it's a different marriage, the halacha is that there is no Yibam. So the Gemara explained the first half of the Mishnah. It says that if someone has a brother, mekomakim, whatever type of brother it is, besides for a brother from a shifcha or a bedas kechavim or a non-Jewish woman, the halacha is it's called a brother and there is yibum. Mekomakim lasuyimai. On Rav Yehuda lasuyim mamzer. Even if Reuben has a brother who's a mamzer, the halacha is that brother is chayiv and yibum, and his wife has to get chalitza or yibum. Right, the Gemara. You have to be a problem to have Yibam, because we learned yesterday or 2 days ago that Israelis can't marry Mamzer, but just the point is, you need a Chalitza. So the Mar Pshita Achavu, what's the Chiddush? It's his brother. Mal Tema, you would think maybe, Leilif Ach Vachem Re Yaakov, Mal Halang Shem Aplei Psulim Afkan, Shem Aplei Psulim, Kamash Vula, no. You would think, since we learned Ach Vach, well, we actually use that to know that it's a father, the brother's from the father's side. So maybe you learn also that it's Ksherim. Maybe the only time your brother is mechayiv yibum is only if it's a kosher. Learn from Yaakov Avinu. It says by Yaakov Avinu Loshen Achim. It says Achim and Achnu. It says there in the pasuk. So maybe there it says exact Loshen is Shneim Osar Vadecha Achim and Achnu Bnei Ishachot. So maybe just like there it's a kosher, here it's a kosher one. So Kamashlo no. So Gemara Ve'im Achanami. After Taka, learn from the pasuk Achav has to be a kosher. And for the Gemara, Kivin L'nyan Yibam Nifter, we learn from a pasuk on our base that Mamzer patters from Yibam is called a son for Yibam. So you see, it's called Zera. Therefore, Mizkuk Nami Zake. He'll also be considered a brother regarding Yibam, because you see, it's considered offspring, and considered offspring, considered his brother also, and therefore Avada it is considered a brother to Mechayev Yibam. The Mishnah is Vaitav Achav Ulchal Davar, that his brother, your mamzer brother, is an Achav for all dinim. L'may Hilva, so what does it mean, Ulchal Davar? L'yarsha, to Yarishim, in the case with his Yerusha. L'tami Loi, if he's a Koyin, the Lachah is a Koyin, he's allowed to be Matamat to the Shiva Kroivim. He can Matamat to his brother who's a mamzer. L'tami Loi, Shema Pshita Achav, who is his brother. Sagnach, I mean, Ulchal Davar, since it says a Pasuk, by a wife. The halacha is one in seven kravim is a kohen's wife. But it says the kim le she'era yakara ve'lov. I'm a mara she'era zuishta. V'chsev lo yitama bal ba'amav le'echaloi. You cannot be matama to your wife if it's a type of wife that's also to you. If a kohen marries a grusha and his wife dies, you can't be matama to her. Why not? Because that's le'echaloi. So maybe you think, just say you can't be matama to your wife who is a grusha. You can't be matama to your brothers and moms either. Kamash v'lo, no. Let's read it inside. V'chsev lo yitama bal ba'amav le'echaloi. Yesh bal shumtame, v'yesh bal she'enu matame. Sometimes a bal kum matame to his wife, sometimes he can't matame to his wife. Okay, tzad matame ul ishtoi k'sheira. He can matame to a wife who's kosher, v'yem matame ul ishtoi p'sula. So how can I have you think also, matame l'ach kosher, v'yem matame l'ach p'sul. He can matame to a brother who is kosher, not to a brother who is p'sul. Kamash v'lo, that even if your brother's a mamzer, you have to matame, you'll have to be matame to him. Maybe a chanami, just like a wife has to be kosher, your brother has to be kosher also. And for the Gemara, no. Hosam lafuke kaime hocha achavu. Here, lafuke kaime. By a wife who is posel, you know what the halach is? You got to get rid of her. So it doesn't make sense that you should be able to talk with her because you got to get rid of her. A brother is a mom's there, you can't do anything about it. He's your brother. He's your brother, and therefore there, you still can be talking. It's not a raya. You don't learn out from a case of ishtoi where lafuke kaime. It says, the Mishnah said, if you have a brother from a Shifcha of Ezechavim, then the halacha is, it's not your brother at all. You can't be Metame, you're not Yarashoy, there's no Yibum. My time, Amakra, Isha, Vilada, Tiladana. It's possible when a Shifcha, it says that the Shifcha marries someone, has children that belong to the Adon. So you see, it goes after her, and she's a non-Jew. So the same thing, her children are non-Jewish, they're avodim, and they're not related to the brother. And how you know by a guy? The Gemara later on, what's the darshan by a guy? He goes after the mother, and therefore the children are considered non-Jewish children. It says in Mishnah Vayta, Mish yesh le ben, mekol mokim poiter. That if you have a son, mekol mokim epates. Mekol mokim la suye mai. Om Rav Yehuda la suye mamzer. If Reuven has a child, unfortunately, who's a mamzer, he did something wrong and he produced a mamzer. Allah is, there's no yivam anymore. My time. The makra, uben ein loy. Ayin alav. The word ein doesn't really need a yud. There's a few rayas in Rashi that ein can be spelled without a yud. So here it has a yud that teaches us ayin alav. He has no children whatsoever, not even a mamzer. And that teaches us that a mamzer patters you from yibam because it's considered you have a ben. It said vayter in the mishnah v'chayiv ha'makosoy. And further, it says it's considered a regular father. Mamzer is father, a regular father. I pray to Gemara Kasha. Why can't you hit your father? Am I karik? The loch is the only time a person is not like his father if he's doing what the Am Yisrael does. But if he acts like a guy, there's no chiyuv on that. And for the Gemara, Kamar Pichas Vedera Papa, what is a tshuva? The case he did tshuva. Hachanami kishu also tshuva. Here also, the Papa is answering a different question. And he said, here also, same question, same answer. The case of our Mishnah, which says that a mamzer who hits his father, who made him into a mamzer, that is chayif on the Makkah, is talking about what a father tshuva. Freit the Gemara, Bahai bar tshuva, we mentioned this a little yesterday. Bahai bar tshuva, at the time, the Mishnah says in Sakh Chagigah, what is a mistake that you cannot fix up? That someone who is Baal Erba and Hoylet Mimena Mamzer. Hoylet Mimena Mamzer. So, Lamaisa now, you're right that he can't fix up that problem. He made a Mamzer, boosted a Mamzer. You're right. And that can never be fixed up. But he himself could do tshuva. He himself could be better yid. Like Rashi speaks out. Hoyl v'shav, this is the tshuva. Oysamai samchu, he's considered doing the maisa of the nation. He nami davoina goli v'nisker, even though his avera is out there forever. Kozman shemam hilkayim, mim tshuva v'eilech v'chal oysamai samchu. Maisa from tshuva and on, he's considered oysamai samchu. He can be chayim on his makom. Now the Gemara will go into a new discussion about the iser of marrying your sister. We know it's iser the araisa of arais to marry your sister, and there are two psukim. One pasuk, this is in Vayikra Yud Ches Tes, says Evas Achoyischa Bas Avicha Ibasi Mecha Meledes Bayis Meledes Chutz Loisagal Avosam. The erva of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, the loch is you're not allowed to marry them. There's another pasuk that says Evas Bas Eishus Avicha the daughter of your father's wife is a choyschehi, which also means a case where it's your sister. If it's not your sister, there's no issur. So it means it's your sister through your father's married to her. So it's two psukim. And the one of the discussion will be, what are you two psukim? What's the halachas? Tanu rabbanan. Habal ha-choyschehi, someone marries his sister, v'hi bas eishus aviv. It's not only a sister, because it came from his father, but it could have came from his father through anusa. But here, it was his father's wife as well. It's in a regular marriage where two people are married, and they have two children, a girl and a boy, and they marry each other. The Gemara, the Tanna Kama says, the Chumash say, Yichayev two lavim. And there'll be, if it's a chshayg, there'll be two chayev chatas. Chorus, you can't have twice. But if Yichayev two chayev chatas, it's a chshayg. Chayev mishum achoysoy, umishum bash eishes ovev. Yichayev, first of all, for the pasuk of achoysoy, your sister, and also for the daughter of your father's wife. Two isur, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda argues, Omer Yichayev umishum achoysoy vayi, Omer Yichayev because of achoysoy. V'lo yipay bash eishes ovev. And not chayev because of bash eishes ovev. And the Gemara explains the Bi'ur HaMechlokes. What's the Bi'ur HaMechlokes? Tanakama says Yechayev for two Chatoyos, two Lavim, and Rav Yesi, Rav Yud says Yechayev one. My Tamad Rabbanon. Amri, they say like this, Mechti. Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Evas Achoyscho Basavicho Basimecho. It says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to marry your sister, either it's your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. Any even a half-sister is usher to marry. So why does that say, Erves bas eish avicha, meledes avicha choyschehi? What do you need this pasuk that says, you're not allowed to marry your sister from your father's wife? What do you need that for? Lomali. Shema mino lechaiva yim shema choyso yim shema bas eish is aviv. The first pasuk is talking about anusa. That anusa, if either your mother's side or your father's side, it's not through marriage, but it's your sister. That's aser. The second pasuk is saying that if it's through marriage, it's also aser, your sister. What do you need to psukim? That's the Tanakama, the Chum and Shita. Whereas Yehuda Omar Kra, Achoyscha Hi. The Apostle ends off with Achoyscha Hi. It's a meat. You're only Chayiv because of Achoyscha and not because of Bas Eishes Aviv. Now, we have to know what to do at the beginning of the pasuk. So what's the pasuk for? You're right. Achoyschi is a miyat. Dafki chayv achoyschi. What's Eves Bas Eish Avicha teaching us? The Gemara will discuss that at the end of the Amud. Zok the Gemara. Rabban Haya Achoyschi He, which sounds like a miyat. My Avdilei. What do I do with that pasuk? The Gemara answer is Meboyelu lechayv al achoyschi bas aviv bas imay. What about a case where you have a sister whose sai is a full sister? Full sister. How do you know you're chayv on that? The first pasuk just said half sister's chayv. Either only your father's daughter, only your mother's daughter. That's the first pasuk said. How do you know that you chayiv legamri on someone who's your sister both ways? Achoyz, that's what the pasuk of Achoyz Chi is teaching us according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon, hi Achoyz Chi, my Avdilei, and by Elohu, lechayiv al Achoyz Chi basov basimai, loy ma'ashe mazir menadin. To teach us the ain mazirin menadin. Actually, it's like this. Let's break it down. If it's your father's wife, then you don't need a pasuk for that. Because bas eishes avicha would sound like sai if it's your mother. This eishes avicha sai is not your mother. Either way, you chayiv. As long as it's your father's wife's daughter and it's your through your father, it's awesome. So there you know both ways. The case of anusa, the first pasuk, evas achoyz chavas avicha bas imecha, is not the one through marriage. It's the one with anusa. There only says half sisters, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. What about if it's both? What about if it's both? For some reason, we don't say v'chal masai emana. I didn't see him ask the kasha. V'chal masai emana means that you think it's chayav included. It's always included. You know, it's a new chavtza. It's a new type of being. A sister, both a full sister. So how do you know yichayev? If Teres is a kavachaymer, ein mazir min adin. You can't learn an oichim from a kavachaymer. Therefore, you need a chayis chi to remember that.
Do we know that already?
We don't know that. We don't know a case. What?
We're not learning makas.
No, this is from here. This is the makar. Loimar. Yeah, this is the makar for it. Loimar she'ein mazir menadin. You learn out from here she'ein mazir menadin. That's you learn out on makas daf hayam aveis. Loimar she'ein mazir menadin. So that's how you know from a choischi has to be marb that case. Reis Yehuda imkain. How do you know taka when it's both ways? When it's a full sister, how do you know? Reis Yehuda imkain lichta kumar choischa. What's he? You're right. I agree with you. Choischa teaches that. What's he for? What's the miyut for? Lovely. Teacher, you're not b'chayiv because of choitz, so you're not b'chayiv. Rabbanon say, no, I'll tell you why I need he. Rabbanon will say, Avigad v'chiv ha'choyzcha, to be marbe a full sister, I still need he. It's shokh l'michtav he. Why? Shloi toime, you shouldn't say, ba'alma mezir redin. You shouldn't say that all over the place mezir redin. B'chiteima ha'choyzcha, so why need ha'choyzcha? D'chiv rachman alamali. Most of the as v'kav ha'choyma, time v'kos l'akra. A lot of times, something can learn v'kav ha'choyma, the Torah tells it to us. But you don't see that ein mezir redin. Kosa rachman he to teach us that ain mazir meredin. Only a choischi is chayev because it says it in the pasuk. But if it wouldn't say in the pasuk, you would not be chayev because ain mazir meredin. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, imkain lichter rechman al choischi beidakra. If you want to teach me that ain mazir meredin, and you want to be marba, want to teach me dafke ain mazir meredin, and when marba full sister, let it be in the other pasuk. What's doing with this pasuk? This pasuk was never a problem. Bas eshevicha include everything. Just the other pasuk of Anusa didn't have a full sister. Put her in that pasuk. Why is it this pasuk? Teretz is Zokra Meir. I must say, the teacher was Achoyzchi, that only Chayef Achoyzcha and nothing else. Now, the Shaila will be, is what does Reish Yehuda do with the Pasuk of Vas Eishes Aviv? And in Miat Hashem, on tomorrow's Shir, we will explain what Reish Yehuda does with the Pasuk of Vas Eishes Avichah.